never know what it's like. Your blood is like a winter freeze, just like ice. There's a cold lonely night that shines for you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind the mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. If you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. We're meant to come be down. And if your love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. But don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
Good morning. Thank you for being here live in the room or watching online all over the world. We are so glad you're here at Simple Church. We are so excited to celebrate the class of 2021. All the graduates going on today and all that's going on this week. We would love to celebrate them next Sunday. We do a video in the service. We do a baby picture and a current senior picture. So if you or somebody you know is senior, somebody watching online, wherever you are in the world, go on our Simple Church app. Download it and click Senior Sunday, and you can get a form, send in the pictures, and next Sunday we're going to recognize them with a great video. And we have a gift for the ones here in Shreveport-Bossier. They can go upstairs in the high school room and be a part of that for Senior Sunday. How about a round of applause for class of 2021 making it through a pandemic? We are so excited for them. And we just wanted to say thank you for being here. We just played that song, and we've had some friends of ours, people we know that are standing but are in a fight right now, people like Eric and Scott. People that we know that are in the church. Mike Kemp is a guy that's going through a bad health problem. And you are here. You made it this morning. You are going through your own situation, your own struggles. And we are so glad you're here. Thanks for coming. Thanks for giving church a chance. We hope you leave encouraged and know that we are praying for you. We are excited that you're a part of this day. And the band's about to play another song to get us in the right space for today. Thanks again for coming here.
Sometimes it's hard to start my day. A world of trouble just outside my door. Running on empty, running late. Feeling like I gotta do it on my own. But at my weakest, I'm still believing. I know just what to do. I lift my hands to remind myself of truth.
sun break through the clouds. Feel the hope rising in my soul. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Even if I tried, I know that at my weakest, I'm still believing. I know just what to do.
For that band, man, throwing it down a little bit. Come on, give them a little love. Let them know you're with them. So I'm talking about, man, to all the people watching, and Evan mentioned it. There's a lot of people going through a lot of tough times right now, but Mike and Scott, we've already talked about that. But Eric Johnson, particularly you today, man, I just want you to know I have you on my mind. We're praying for you. And maybe you feel the same way and you have some things going in your life. Use our communication card. If you download the app, you scroll down to the very bottom. There is a place for you to communicate prayer concerns, issues that you may have. We'd love to be able to partner with you to help you walk through that journey because we know it is not easy, man. There's a lot of people going through a lot of tough stuff. So that you're watching today, you're in the room, it means the world to us. So thanks for being here. We're starting a brand new series today called Good Advice, Bad Advice. And the reason that I had this idea is because of graduation, I did think about. It's going over the next few weeks, so we'll get into that next week as we celebrate Senior Sunday. So make sure you turn in your pictures and go to the recognition they're going to do next week upstairs. But over the next couple of weeks, this really applies to everybody. Graduates, please pay attention, listen. But this honestly applies to all of us, no matter what you're going through. And I want your help with that in a little bit, too, is I want you to be able to submit, either through Facebook or through email, any good advice or bad advice you may have received over the years. We'll talk about that again. But when I started looking up good advice, bad advice, I found this picture. It's a cartoon. It's pretty funny because it shows a pastor, older, sitting with a younger pastor. And that's what he says. Once a year, I deliver a sermon that is so odd, so offbeat, so confusing that my people do not have a clue what I'm talking about, and they assume I'm a deep thinker. There you go. So this is not that message, but it makes me laugh because people in Simple Church are like, oh, sometimes it's so shallow. It's just so, you know, barely above the surface, you know. But the truth is, everything that I try to communicate with you about is not to make you, you know, think, oh, he's so deep, he's so smart. It is things that I am working through myself. It is things that I am walking through either with family members or friends or personally, and I try to share it on the stage, hopefully, with the idea that it impacts your life and helps you to be a better person, more like Jesus, man, able to go out into the real world and survive and thrive at the next level. And this series is exactly that. It's very practical. I mean, this series, when you look at what we're talking about, applies to everybody in the room. Now, it is true, my two oldest have grown up, man. When you say they're growing up, I should say. Look back at Hannah and Ian. Here's a picture of when we first got the Simple Church office. So go back in time. This has been probably, 13 years ago, something like that. We were remodeling the office, and there's my Hannah, my oldest, and then Ian, my boy, in the middle. And now, last year, this is Hannah's graduation picture, just so you can see. So she moved from there to there. Woo, son, look out. All right, but this is what's crazy. She graduated and grown into a beautiful young woman, and then look at my son here. Here's his graduation picture. Rock and roll, baby! You know, he's out there having a good time. They went out and took the pictures yesterday just to have a little fun with it, but I'm like going, man, where did the time go? I mean, it just seems like yesterday they were playing in the office or running around and goofing off. I mean, playing in the pool, enjoying life. And now all of a sudden they're graduating, 19, 18 years old. And what I hear often is when you get to this stage in life, people come up to you and say, hey, man, I got some advice for you. And some of that advice is good advice, and some of that advice is bad advice. Now, how do I know that specifically? Yes, I've seen it with my kids. But you're looking at an LSUS graduate as well. Come on, give me a little love. Come on. Here's a picture for you right there. This is many years ago, but it took me 10 years to get out of college. Can I get an amen now? That's the truth. This right here, that picture, it took me 10 years. I was in Nashville for a little while and running around doing all these different things, but that's my mom and my brother and my sister-in-law. So this is what's funny to me, though, is I thought about holding that diploma there. It was a big deal for some people. For me, I was just glad to get out, you know. But everybody was giving me still advice, whether you're graduating college or whether you're graduating high school, or we had Ty Harvey, one of our good buddies, just graduate from the police academy. Come on, give him a little love for the police academy graduation. All these different graduations, people are always sharing advice. So I'll say it again. If you have some advice that you would like to share, maybe someone told you something really helpful or they gave you some really bad advice, send it to me. You can email me, justin@thesimplechurch.tv, or send it to our Facebook, and we'll talk about that over the next couple of weeks. But starting off, when you talk about advice, if you get to the very ground level, advice comes in many different forms, all right? There are different types of advice, good advice, bad advice. There's also celebrity advice. Now, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but in our culture, we have a tendency to look to these celebrities, and when we're looking to them, we're like, what did they say about this, or what did they say about this circumstance or situation or life or whatever? Now, I pulled that up online. I did a little search, and then the first one that I saw was, maybe y'all remember this guy right here. This is a picture. Anybody know? That's Arnold. Y'all know Arnold? Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, man, he's been Conan, man, the Terminator, and then governor of California, so he's probably got some good advice, all right? So here it is. Ready? Arnold Schwarzenegger, good advice. Just remember, you can't climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pockets. Right? Well, you're going, Arnold, what are you talking about? Well, have you ever tried to climb a ladder with your hands in your pocket? Not easy. But what is he saying? He's like, hey, man, you got to go to work. You got to get involved. You got to get active. You got to be engaged in what's happening. So I get it. I was like, man, that's pretty good advice. That's celebrity advice. But there's also profound advice. This is stuff when you hear it, you're like, man, that is really good. So because we're moving out of high school now for my son, I thought this is a good one, all right? Here it is. High school is a lot like toilet paper. You only miss it when it's gone. Come on, can I get an amen? It's anonymous, but hey, that's a good one. That's profound, deep advice. So this is what you to be looking for, and then send it in. We'll have a little fun with it over the next couple of weeks. But there's also, you have celebrity advice, you have profound advice, but you also have honest advice. I mean, this is where someone just cuts through everything else and says, man, I'm going to tell you like it is. And this is Russell Baker. All right, here it is. The best advice I can give anybody about going into this world is this. Don't do it. I've been out there, and it's a mess. Can I get an amen now? Yeah, y'all know it's like this is the thing. Everybody has different things that they're trying to help you with. And whether you receive it or not, that's not the issue, I guess. It's the fact that they're putting it out there for us to get. And in this series, we're going to go through a lot of that fun stuff, but then we're going to get down to biblical advice, which is always the best advice, if you'll pay attention and listen. And looking at my track record, not always did I pay attention and listen. Many, many times, I was too hard-headed, too focused on my own, that I didn't listen to this advice. So, 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. And this really goes back to me and my son and thinking through different things. My dad's actually getting in town today for my son's graduation, so Pop will be here in a little bit. It kind of hit me with this. It says, since it was almost time for David to die, well, hey, that's encouraging, he gave his son Solomon his last commands. And David said, are you ready? My time to die is near, so be a good and strong leader. There's some good stuff. Obey the Lord your God, absolutely. Follow him by obeying his commands, his laws, his rules that are written in the teachings of Moses. And if you do these things, this is the whole thing, man. Be a strong leader, pay attention to God's rules. And if you do these things, you will be successful in all you do and wherever you go. Now, I can remember my mom telling me things like that. I can remember my dad telling me things like that. But my hope and my prayer is that maybe you in this room, you'd go, man, how do I achieve success? Because I think everybody in here, regardless if you're a graduating senior or you're graduating college or you're just in business, a stay-at-home mom or whatever it is, you all want to be successful. So do I. We all want to be successful. That is the goal. I mean, sometimes it really applies to our business. You've been going through life and you're going, hey, man, there's books out there. Maybe you've seen this. How to run a business, right? A successful business. The five things you need to do. They have life coaches. They have different coaching advisors come in to try to give you advice on how to be successful and how to achieve it. And usually these people are telling you this because their hope is that their knowledge would improve your life or improve your business. It also goes into relationships, you know. This is a big one. A successful relationship requires falling in love multiple times, but always with the same person. Can I get an amen on that? So this is the thing, is there's all of this advice. Internet's full of it. Your friends might be sharing these things with you. But what happens? You see the biblical advice. Man, be a good leader. Man, you should obey what God, you know, says. Man, these are the things that he's trying to help you to navigate to, you know, achieve next level living. But then, this was my thought, and this is only my thought, so I didn't really, you know, get this from anywhere profound. It's probably just messed up in my mind. Many times, I think my problem has been is that we graduate from God. You know how it is. Like, when you graduate from high school, you kind of go, hey, man, that's old. I'm done. Or you graduate from college. Hey, I went to college. I'm done with that. And then when you get into life, that relationship, for many of us, including this pastor, there were times that I'd kind of moved on from that, unwisely, but that's what I did. So then I had this thought, thinking about everybody in here. You're going, graduation doesn't apply to me because we got a couple of weeks we're going to talk about that. But it does when it comes to this. It's because most of us in this room have this idea that we're connected to God at some level. We hope we are. That's why you're here. That's why you're listening. That's why you're in the room. You're going, hey, man, yeah, I'm trying to be close. I'm trying to figure this out. But answer this question. How many of you have been closer to God in the past than you are right now? If you were to look back and go, man, there was a better time for me. I mean, when I think about my relationship with God or with Jesus specifically, I can remember a high school moment. Maybe it was high school camp, or maybe it was college. That's where you received Christ. You know, somebody shared with him, you received him, and all of a sudden you were on fire, and you were excited about it. Or maybe it was just a few years ago. Maybe it was when the Simple Church started. You remember being so excited, man, and just can't wait to see what God's going to teach you. But as time has gone on, or as you've aged, you begin to now graduate from God. Statistics are pretty shocking because they say that when students graduate from high school, many of them do graduate from church. They quit going. They're out because their parents were pushing them and they were kind of making them do this. But then all of a sudden they get to that next level where I can do what I want to do. I'm on my own. And maybe some of you remember that. And all of a sudden you go, I can understand that because they got to sow their oats. They got to figure it out. But then now you're grown, all right? You're 30 or 40 or 50. And you're going, what's the excuse now? You're back, maybe you had a little comeback to Jesus moment, and then all of a sudden you've drifted away again. So let me ask you again, what changed? If when you look back at your life, like, why am I not as close to God now as I was back then, whenever back then was? So as I reflect on that, I can also relate, because there have been moments in my life where I feel like I'm closer to God, and then circumstances or situations or whatever may go on, and then I kind of maybe drift away or I graduate from God and think, well, I'm smarter than that, or I'm busy, I've got other things going on. And then all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, I'm in trouble, or things aren't going well, and then you kind of gravitate back. And this is what I hear from a lot of people. So what I decided to do was go back to Scripture and look to Jesus himself and see if he has any advice for us. So, and trust me, when Jesus gives advice, it's always good advice. He's always trying to help us. So unlike when we grew up in church, we felt like we were always in trouble by a pastor. Jesus was going, look, man, I'm trying to help you here. I'm not mad at you. I love you. I got a good plan for you. But listen close, because I'm trying to help you achieve success. That's what you want. That's what I want for you. So listen closely. So in Matthew chapter 13, there is a pretty powerful passage of Scripture, because it walks through this idea of Jesus giving advice and helping people understand what's going on in their life. Now, if you've never seen this before, it's going to be a little weird, because unless you're a farmer, you're like, I don't really get this. But you got to understand, Jesus was speaking to people who were primarily in the farming industry. They understood this very clearly. You can get it no matter whether you farm or not, but this is the whole point, is he is talking to a bunch of different people. And he's talking to all of them, and he goes, hey, man, which one are you of these that I'm about to share with you? So Matthew 13, 19. What about the seed that fell by the path? All right, so you got to give you a little path, a little background here. What's he talking about? He's talking about farmers. He's talking about going out and throwing the seed. And he was talking about God's word, the message of Christ. And he goes, so which one are you when the word is being thrown out at you, although it may not be as deep as some people, this is still pretty good. Are you receiving it or are you not receiving it? Hey, how this is going for you? That is like the people who hear the teaching but do not understand it. So he's like, hey, which one are you? Is that when people are saying things, when a pastor is speaking and you're out there, do you understand it? Now, this is one thing the Simple Church has tried to do over the past 14 years, under some criticism and under some people not fully understanding, is I grew up in church and I didn't understand. And so what I tried to do is make it as easy and simple as possible so you can grab a hold of what God's saying so you can apply it to your life. Some people criticize that. They think it's shallow, whatever. But my goal is simply this. Make it understandable so that you can grab a hold of it. So that when you walk out of here, you go, man, that is me. And I want that for my life. Because as you'll see in Matthew 13, 19, as it continues on, it says, because if you don't understand it, the evil one comes and takes away what was planted in your heart. This is so good. Jesus was going, hey, you want me to tell you why he had simple illustrations? You want to know why Jesus talked to people where they were? Because he wasn't trying to be a Pharisee. He wasn't trying to blow them away with some knowledge or go so deep that you're like, oh, that's deep, bro. He was just going, hey, let me try to help you. When the word of God is being tossed out, it's like seeds. It's like a guy farming. Y'all know that, right? They're like, yeah, man, we've been there. And the bottom line is if you don't understand what's being thrown around, man, the evil one comes along and he grabs that seed and he takes away what was planted in your heart. So this is why when you don't understand something, it's okay to ask. When I grew up, I never understood the King James Version. Can I get an amen somewhere? I'm like, nobody talks like that. This, thou hearts, this. And people, oh, that's deep. No, man, that's old. That's hard to understand. We don't talk like that. And then people, if it's not in the King James, then it's not relevant. That's really not true. It's not even the most accurate translation of the original manuscripts. But people in our culture would say, oh, that's what you grew up with. That's what your preacher taught with. So it made you feel like, oh, I'm smart. And then go, well, what does it mean? I don't know, but it sounded really cool. So we came in and we're like, listen, just so you know, at every scripture that I put up, there's three little letters there. Now, in our modern generation, let me help you with this so you understand something. There's something called Bible Gateway. Bible Gateway is a website that has every translation of the Bible in one location. So when I grew up, I had to have different Bibles in my office, and I had to go pull that Bible out and look through and thumb through it, and then go, okay, what does this translation say? What does that translation say? What does this translation say? Now, you ready, kids? They have it all in one place on the web. It's called the Bible Gateway. And in the Bible Gateway, you will see different translations. So you see ERV. Some of you have seen this every week. You go, I don't even know what that means. What is ERV? Well, just like King James Version, KJV, this is the ERV, the easy to read version. Can I get an amen on that? That's not me making it up. That is people that are smarter than us, and theologians sit down and go, let's take the original manuscript, make it as easy to read as possible, and put it out there. So when you're going, well, what translation is that? Sometimes I hop around to find it the most easy to understand. Sometimes it's easy to read. Sometimes it's New Living Translation. Sometimes it's Message. Sometimes it's NIV, New International Version. I put all of these versions because my goal is not to blow you away with how much I know, because I don't know a lot. I am trying my best to learn with you, and I'm giving you the tools to go, you know what? I want you to receive it and let it be planted inside of you so no one comes and steals it. Because the truth sets you free. Can I get an amen on that? And if you know the truth, then you go, man, it's not the King James Version, and that's the only way. Good advice is, listen, man, understand it. Have a translation you can understand. This is what Jesus was trying to tell them. I don't want anybody to come and rip it out of your hearts. So life groups helps you understand. Translations help you understand. Coming to church, watching church helps you understand. That's the goal of what we're trying to do. That's what Jesus' goal was. As the story continues, that's one person, right? Matthew 13, 20 through 21 continues. And what about the seed that fell on rocky ground? That is, like the people who hear the teaching and quickly and gladly accept it. So let's just pause right there. So they're going, hey, there's some people, and there are a lot of people I've met like this in Simple Church. They come in, they're excited. They're like, dude, I've never understood it like this. Man, this is good biblical advice, and I'm going to receive it. So they gladly accept what they're hearing, and they're getting excited, right? But look at how it continues, and Jesus is saying this. But they do not let the teaching go deep into their lives. They keep it only a short time. Man, is this the history of Simple Church. People come in and they get all excited and they say, but man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to get in church. And then the next thing you know, you look 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the road, all of a sudden, man, they're not there anymore. And you're like, what happened to them? Where'd they go? What's going on with them? Well, here's the whole deal. It's like, man, and when it goes deep inside of you, man, it begins to change you. Now, here's the good news. If you're watching right now and you've been here in the past, or maybe you've drifted away, or you're not trying, the good news is you're still welcome. There is no judgment, just like there was no judgment for the sinner who comes in. There's no judgment for us who have drifted a little way or graduated from God. Come on back. Because this is Jesus saying the same things happened for thousands of years. So when you think, well, it's just a pandemic. Dude, listen, it doesn't matter what time of our season we're in. There will always be a time where people come in and sometimes, man, it just gets ripped out from underneath them. Man, they get that real quick. Man, they were there and all of a sudden the enemy takes that seed. There's other times, man, they get excited and they kind of burn out. And this is the thing. Don't get discouraged. Understand this was Jesus speaking to all of us. He's like, man, I get it. These are different people. These are different seeds. These are the way things are. Matthew 13, 20 through 21, it continues when it says something like this. As soon as trouble or persecution comes because of the teaching they accepted, they give up. So you know how it is, man. They're fired up. They're new. They're excited. Then all of a sudden, man, things don't go right. You get a diagnosis. You lose your job. You go through a pandemic. Forget it. God ain't with me. I'm out. Dude, I know a lot of people have been there. I have a feeling you know people have been there, and it might even be you. And that's why I'm so thankful you're watching. I'm so thankful you're here because Jesus knew that too. And he's like, listen, I know how it is, but don't give up. When you're fired up and you're new and you're excited and you feel like things are right on the edge of burning out, that's the time you press pause and go, all right, Jesus, I need some help. I got to recognize where I'm at. And I need your help to be able to get through this. So maybe you can relate already. There's just a couple of the seeds that have been thrown out. Here's Matthew 13, 22, though, as it continues. And what about the seed that fell among the thorny weeds? That is, like the people who hear the teaching, next slide, but let worries about this life and love for money stop it from growing. So it does not produce a crop in their life. Anybody there? Oh, man, I'm excited about what God's going to do. Then all of a sudden, man, the worries start coming in. The stress starts coming in. All the job stuff starts coming in. All of a sudden, church and following Jesus and putting his word in was exciting. And then all of a sudden, when things get rough, it's like, uh-uh, man, I'm out. Now, these aren't bad people. This is the kind of situation where, man, you have you're in and you're all committed, and then you have your first kid. And you're exhausted from having your first kid, and you're trying to figure all that stuff out. And you're like, man, I need to be at church. I need to watch, but I don't know, man. I''t know if I can do it. You have baseball, dude. I went by coming to church this morning. The baseball field was packed this morning. Right there over there in Bossier, when I drove by, I'm like, all these parents are pulling. They're not bad people. They're just going, hey, man, it's not a priority anymore. And all of a sudden, man, my love for life or the worries of life or this going on has kind of knocked my focus off. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's yard work. Some people probably right now are mowing the yard and listening on their YouTube. Oh, no, he's talking to me, you know. Some of us are aging parents. You're not bad. It's not wrong. It's just that those things that you're walking through took you away from what was most important. You graduated from it. And all of a sudden now you're going, man, I don't feel the same. It's just not going well for me. Jesus knew. He was going, man, I get it. This is it, man. I got to work today. I can't go to church. I'm behind. If this has been a bad year, I got to catch up. He's like, oh, that ain't the way it works, bro. This is all of us. Continues on. Look at Matthew 13, 23. But what about the seed that fell on good ground? So, hey, here we go. We're getting somewhere now, right? That is like the people who hear the teaching, they understand it, they get it. They're receiving it. And then it says what? They grow and produce a good crop. Now watch what happens. This was crazy. Sometimes 100, sometimes 60, sometimes 30 times more. You know what this is basically saying? Jesus is saying this. He's saying, hey, listen, when it comes in, you know what I'm talking about, good advice? Is that when you receive the word, it doesn't just affect you. It affects different levels of people. It affects your family, it affects your work, it affects your community. And this is the one thing, I guess, like in the middle of everything happening in Shreveport and in our culture, you got to understand, this is why as the church, it's so important to really stay connected to Jesus. And go, all right, Jesus, help me. Because when we do, it changes exponentially. And it not only affects you, it affects the school, it affects your community, it affects your police officers, it affects your nurses, your doctors. So I saw a little bit even with Eric, and when I went to the hospital to see him, Eric's in the hospital going through some stuff, and I see his joy and his energy, even in the middle of battling cancer, now open heart surgery coming up, he's loving on the doctor. Man, I'm just so thankful for you, brother. You're so good. I mean, I'm like going, Eric, that's what it's about. Eric and Debbie Johnson, if you don't know them, they're some of our pastoral care people. Just the sweetest, most genuine, uplifting, caring people. And it changes the people they're around. And I start thinking, it was like, hey, listen, it begins to have an exponential impact. Mike Kemp, in the middle of some horrible circumstances and situation, he's just positive. He's like, man, I'm trusting God. This is what's going on. I'm down here at MD Anderson. We're going to make this happen. I can go through and give you person after person in the simple church where I've seen this to be true. It affected exponentially others as they allowed that to take root in their life. So here's the key. You got to get it. When the scripture goes out and the truth of God's word comes in, you got to grab it, make sure it's planted in good soil, and don't give up. Don't let the enemy steal it. Don't burn out too quickly. Say, all right, Jesus, I need your help. Good advice. Help me to get through whatever it is I'm going through. Now, here's the question. Have you graduated from God? If you're in here right now and you're going, man, I'm doing it. I know what you're saying. If you're watching online, you're going, dude, that's me. Maybe you drifted away. It was unintentional. Maybe the pandemic was a part of that. All of this stuff is going on. Hebrews 2:1 says you got to pay careful attention to what you've heard so that you will not drift away. You're not the first. You won't be the last. So listen and go, let's turn it around. So you go, hey, man, if they've been writing about this for thousands of years, if this scripture still applies, let me grab it and go, okay, man, I'm all right. Don't beat myself up. What can I do to move forward? Got any advice, Justin? Yes. Learn from my mistakes, but also look to scripture to go, all right, this is what I need to do. So here's some practical things you can do. Remember, I told you it's going to be very practical today. So evaluate yourself. Good advice, Justin. What do I do? Number one, do not neglect your time with God. So you go, what do you mean? I have found in my life, when I stop putting time aside to meet with God, whether that's in the truck going to work, changing the radio station, getting alone, at work, at home, listening to good stuff, sitting down and reading a little bit of scripture and go, all right, God, let me talk to you. If I stop doing that, I am gone. I am disconnected. Now you go, some people talk about that as a quiet time. There's a bunch of different books out there. For example, if you're a mom, 6 ways to spend more time with God for busy moms. There's all kinds of resources. Greg Walker turned me on to this resource. This is for men. If you're looking for it, there's one called Time to Get Serious by Dr. Tony Evans. Daily devotions. When you stop meeting with God on a daily basis, You can't blame the church. You can't blame the music. You can't blame anybody else but yourself. And I'm the same way. So I can't blame you. I can't blame them. I'm going, man, I'm not really spending time with God. Psalm 63:1 says it like this: God, you are my God, and I earnestly seek you. Man, I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. What's he saying? He's going, man, this is it for me. You are all that I need. So then you got to evaluate, dude. Is that the way you wake up and feel? Or are you like, oh my gosh, it's another day. I got to go to work. I got to take care of these kids. I got to do this. I got to do that. And the next thing you know, man, you're in that dry and weary land. So maybe the encouragement today is good advice. Go back to him. Start having a little quiet time. Man, on your phone right now, you can download through YouVersion, a daily devotion that's on your phone. You can listen to preachers from around the world. But here's the deal. The real issue is not what you know, but getting alone and going, all right, God, talk to me. Help me. Refill me. God, I need to be in touch with you. And when you discipline yourself and when you set a time that side, man, it's amazing how he works. I know some of you, you don't read the Bible anymore. You barely come to church. You definitely don't pray because it just don't feel weird. You're not serving anymore. And you wonder, what happened? What in the world happened? Let's go back to that seed. Go back to that ground. We all have been there before, so don't get discouraged and go, no, dude, I got to make my way back. Don't let it beat you up. Don't let the enemy keep knocking you down. Dude, you're listening today for a reason. You're hearing the message for a reason. Come on back to serve. Come on back to pray. Come on back to sit down and have a devotion. Come on back and say, all right, God, you're in control and I'm not, and I trust you. So teach me, speak to me. Let me be good ground. That's one thing I pray. God, help me to be receptive to what it is that you're teaching me. And man, it's amazing. Sometimes he'll teach me through something I see on TV. The battery daddy. Y'all remember that message a few weeks ago? All right, sometimes it'll be like, hey, do this, man. Don't let negative people take the charge out of your life. There's all these different things, but here's the deal. You got to stay connected to him, your power source. If not, you will drain, man. You will be going, what happened? And it's not too late. Today is a chance to start over. Download YouVersion. Listen to more messages. Go to our app. Go to the website. Find some way to go, all right, Jesus, give me that little bit of time to connect with you. Number two, good advice. Justin, what's advice? You ready? Don't hang with the wrong people. Now you go, what do you mean? If you're hanging out with people that never talk about God, never challenge you about God, never encourage you about your relationship with God, you're just going to be affected. You already know this. 1 Corinthians 15:33, don't be fooled. Bad friends will ruin good habits. Can I get an amen, old people? Well, this is just scripture over and over and over again going, hey, man, this is how this works. So this past week, man, I had 2 funerals, 2 weddings, redoing the deck on our patio, like we're trying to get ready for a graduation party and repairing my, you know, deck out by the pool and all these different things. I'm like, running. And then what I realized is many times I would be so busy that I'd stop my time with God. And then I didn't even have time to put good people in my life. So I am thankful that in the midst of all the things that are going on for my life group, I'm thankful for my friends on staff. I'm thankful for you in this room. Some of you I've done life with for 30 years. I'm thankful for you because you encourage me. It's not about always the wrong people. It's about putting the right people in your life. So answer this. Are your friends helping you or hurting you? When you're exhausted, when you're tired, are they lifting you up and encouraging you? Are you better as a result of being around them? Are you more at peace when you leave their presence? Do you have a more loving heart when you're done meeting with them? Because this is the goal of Christianity. This is the goal of following Jesus. This is the goal of good advice. Is it impacts not only us, then it impacts our family, and then it impacts our friends, and it changes our community. All right? Meet with God. Watch out who you're hanging out with. Good advice so far. Here's the third one. You ready? Don't give in to temptation. Can I get an amen out there somewhere? And you go, Justin, what are you talking about? Come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. Is your temptation money? Is your temptation lust? I mean, is your temptation, you can fill in the blank, whatever it may be. When you know that the enemy's coming at you, he's coming at you for a reason. Because, dude, if he can knock your legs out from underneath you and he can tempt you and get you to keep falling into sin over and over and over again, you will be drawn away. How do I know that? James chapter 1. We are tempted when we're drawn away. and trapped by our own evil desires. Then our evil desires conceive inside of us and give birth to, what's the word here? Yeah, sin. So many people are like, oh my gosh, did he say the word sin? Dude, I don't have no problem saying the word sin because I am the number one sinner. I know that I still mess up. And the reason that I am trying my best to put God's word in and try to make good decisions is because the enemy is always trying to knock us back into sin. You don't ever get over that. Until we see Jesus again, until we're fully redeemed, that will be a battle until the day you're called home. But this is why we have to recognize the sin and be careful, because that sin, when it gives full-grown birth to what? Death. You want to know why you feel dead? You want to know why you feel disconnected? You want to know why you just don't feel the same and, well, I just ain't right? It's because we've given in to that sin over and over, and it begins to zap the life out of you. And Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life to the fullest, man. And it doesn't happen by you doing what you want to do over and over and over again. The truth is, it's like, all right, God, speak to me, show me, help me, get me through this. I need good advice. And he's going, here's some good advice for you. Be careful. Don't give in to temptation. Don't keep going down that same road thinking, I just got to relax. It's the only way I can relax. Oh, I just got to have one more beer. I just got to have one more of this or one more of that. I just got to watch something for my own self. And the next thing you know, man, you don't feel better. You feel worse. We're all sinners. You're in the same group. There is no temptation that is just for you. Someone else is going through the same thing. So here's the deal. You ready for this? Ask God to forgive you. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to rationalize it. Just say, you know what? I'm going to get up. Because if you keep hanging, I'm just a sinner. I'm just defeated. No, listen, I'm telling you I'm a sinner, but I'm also telling you I know the guy who has the power to overcome it. So even though I may fall, I'm going to get up again. Can I get an amen? I'll prove it to you. You want good advice? Here's one for you. You're going to fall down, but the world doesn't care how many times you fall down, as long as it's one fewer than the numbers of times you get back up. That's some good advice. And you go, well, that's not very biblical, Brother Justin. Glad you brought it up. Proverbs 24:16. The godly man may trip seven times, but they'll get up again. Can I get an amen? So here's the whole deal. You may have fallen. You may have graduated from God. You may feel disconnected. You may feel like it's just not the same anymore. It's not too late. Get up. This is your opportunity. This is your day. You're listening for a reason. God thought in all of the planet, of all the things you could be hearing today, this one is for you. Because he knew where you'd be. He knew what you were going through. You needed good advice today. And he said, I got it for you. This advice is not new. It's been around for thousands of years, and it's very effective. But don't miss it. Don't miss it. This is the problem with the church, man, so many times. Man, if you want to feel good about yourself, pat yourself on the back because you made it today. Man, so many times we beat ourselves up. We get discouraged. We start just spiraling down. There is no hope. That's the enemy. The enemy loves to steal, kill, and destroy. Our God, Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life to the fullest. That's John 10:10. If you can remember some things like that, put them on your dashboard, man, you can get in. When the enemy starts talking that trash, you can say, man, get out of my face, fool. I ain't got no time for all that because I know him, and he has a plan for me, and he is working in my life, and there is hope. There is a future. So when you're going through like what Mike Kemp's going, how does Mike be so positive? How is he so encouraging going through this cancer? Because he knows Jesus. And you and I both know when you go through adverse times, difficult situations, it pushes you back to him. And we can learn from that. Don't you run from him, man. You run to him. And here's the good news. Remember the prodigal son? When you think you've done so much and you've sinned so much and you're so far away, God will never accept me. He'll never accept me. You remember that prodigal son. Because, man, in the midst of the worst mistakes he had ever done in his life, Jesus told this story to a bunch of Pharisees. When they thought, man, this guy's never going to be received. He'll never get back. And the daddy ran to meet him in the street. When he did what? When he recognized he had made a mistake. When he said, hey, man, I'm a sinner. I am messed up, and I am coming home. If I can just be a servant to my dad, I'll be good. He said, oh, no, 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 no. You don't know how the way I love. You don't know the way I care about you. I love you so much, I'm going to take the very best and give it to you. Even when he was a sinner, even when he had messed up, yep. Even when he blew his inheritance, yep. This is Jesus. This is Jesus telling another simple story going, hey, man, let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you who Daddy is. Not what church you grew up in has said. Not what some old angry pastor had told you one day. Not what your mad parents had told you. What Jesus says is that you are loved. You are forgiven. You are free. You are accepted. And come on home. And man, let's start over today. It's a new day. Let the ground be fertile, man. Let it be stirred up so that you can grow into what God wants you to become. And then when you do that, man, when you really sincerely do that, it begins to change the way you see things. It begins to change the way you live. Revelation 2, I looked this up because this is a powerful, powerful message. Written as when Jesus comes back and he's talking to the church. And he goes, what's the problem? What happened to us? Man, okay, Justin, I hear you, but what happened? Well, he says, hey, this is what I got against you. The love that you had for me is gone. You remember back in high school, maybe middle school, elementary school for some of you, or maybe last year or 5 years ago? Man, you were just on fire for God. And he's like, hey, this is it. Remember how far you've fallen, he says. He's like, first off, before we go on, just remember. Just remember, dude, yeah, I'm not where I need to be. Because if you don't recognize you've fallen, it's hard to get right. Because then he continues. This is the best part. Then he says, return to me. See, this is what the prodigal son made. He said, return to me and change the way you think and act. This is why today, you want good advice? Change the way you think. Change the way you think, it begins to change the way you act. And once you do that, guess what? And do what you did at first. Go back to when you were as close to him as you can remember. What were you doing? Some of you is in this room. Thank you. Welcome back, man. I'm glad you're back. Glad you're watching. For some of you, man, I had to just get there. Glad you're here. He hadn't given up on you. Neither have we. Don't you quit. Good advice. Keep pressing on. Get up. Have a little quiet time with him, man. Watch who you're hanging around. Man, don't give in to temptation. Quit giving in over and over again. That's why you got where you are. But here's the good news, man. We got a God who says, hey, man, come back and let me love on you. Now you go, Justin, you didn't play any videos today, brother. I got one. You just like an old school preacher today. They were telling me the back. They said, man, it sounds like your voice is tired. I've been hollering the whole week. You know what I'm saying? I had sermons and funerals. And then again, hollering at Angie in that back porch, get down there and grout that floor. No, I'm just kidding. Y'all watch the pre-show, you know that ain't true. You'll get to hollering at me. But here's the thing, is in the midst of all of that, I did do a little Google search. And I was thinking, man, is there a good illustration to drive this home? Is there a good illustration to make it go, man, I get it. My associate pastor, Steve Hartman. So good. Return to me and change the way you think and act. And do what you did at first. You can't even really believe what I'm fixing to show you because you think that God orchestrated this exactly for this message. And I think he did. And I don't even think Steve knew it. But when you watch this, use the same illustrations you see in this couple as you do with your relationship with your father. Watch.
Which pictures do we have here? Anything current?
Jeff and Angela are in that getting to know you stage of their relationship. But unlike most couples going through this discovery period, Jeff and Angela Hartung of Tulsa, Oklahoma,
what did we do when we were there?
Are married and have been for the past 17 years.
I don't remember.
So much was lost after the accident.
About 5 years ago, Angela got hit by a car while crossing this intersection in New York City. She suffered a traumatic brain injury and was in a coma for about a month. When she woke up, she was trapped in the past.
I don't remember anything. At all. I asked for my two children. I thought they were like 2 and 8 years old. They were 17 and 23 years old.
You're sweet.
Angela had no memory of at least the last 15 years of her life. She thought she was still married to her first husband, who died long ago, and had no recollection whatsoever of her second wedding to Jeff, or anything about Jeff, which left him with a question that had no easy answer. How to go from stranger back to spouse? He started by lining virtually every inch of their home with pictures, reminders of happier days. Then he began courting his wife.
What about that one up there?
And most importantly, he never left her side.
I love how you've helped me.
And eventually, it worked, which called for a celebration, one Angela would never forget.
We're gathered here today as witnesses for Jeff and Angela as they renew their vows of holy matrimony.
Last month, surrounded by friends and family in New York's Central Park, Jeff and Angela started the next chapter of their storybook tale.
Today, I choose you, Angela.
Again.
Again.
I'll kiss your bride,
Jeff. Of course, those painful years would have broken a lot of marriages. But Jeff believes the accident did quite the opposite for his.
I honestly believe that this happened for a reason.
You feel like it's a blessing that this happened, not the injuries, but the fact that you had to prove yourself all over again?
I do, to be able to do over. How many times have we said, oh, I wish I could go back and do something over again? I've gotten to do that.
And that's the beauty of having a second chance at finding your one true love.
Would you pray with me? God, as I watch that video, I think about some of us have had tragedy in our life that has caused us to forget how much you love us, how much you care about us. And God, as I watch this video, I'm reminded of the fact that you continue to pursue us and continue to serve us and continue to love us so that it will draw us back to you. And I pray, God, that someone today would do that. Maybe there's someone, man, they feel like they're a million miles away from you. And that what they need right now is for you, as the Heavenly Father, remind them that you love them, that you care about them, that they are forgiven. God, that they can have a fresh start today. All they have to do is say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I messed up. Come into my life and change me. For some, it's the first time they've ever prayed that. For others, we've prayed it before, but God, it's more real today than before. Help us, God, to realize how much you care about us. And help us to return to our first love. Not church, not religion, not politics. Not anything else other than a personal relationship with you. Because God, what we keep turning to keeps making us more miserable, keeps making us more empty. And what we want, God, is to be full of peace and full of love and full of joy. And that happens when we have a relationship with you. And God, today we renew our commitment. We renew our commitment to you to help us, no matter what stage we're in. If we've graduated from you, God, if we've never had a relationship with you, help us, God, to realize that today is a new beginning. We thank you for fresh starts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I get an amen somewhere? Come on. Come on. Did it work for you today? Come on. Come on. The rest of you are like, I don't know, brother. I don't know if it did or not. I'm still tripping. I hope it did, man. I hope you know as I'm speaking to myself, I'm speaking to you. Good advice. You ready for this? Return to your first love. Do not miss that moment. I love y'all, dude. Thanks for being here today. Have a great afternoon. Please use your communication card and tell us good advice. If you prayed the prayer, whatever it is, it's on your app, all right? I love y'all. Until next week, what do we say? Peace. Thanks for coming.